There are wars and rumors of wars. Violence increases. Human beings are killing each other. Immorality increases. This world is not getting better. So what's going on? What's the Lord doing? He is letting sin run its course to prove that human beings cannot govern themselves. We cannot live on this globe without killing each other. So what will he do? He will come again to rule and reign. That was a weak amen. That's a thrilling thing. This is very temporary, and he is eternal. As we eat the bread and drink from the cup, commune with him and thank him that he's coming. He's coming for us collectively, and he's coming for us personally. There's a song that goes, "The King is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me." In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it's recorded that our Lord met with the disciples, moved from the Jewish Passover feast to the Christian communion service, where he said, "This broken bread is for you. Take and eat." The wine in this cup is my blood shed for you. As you eat the bread, drink the cup. Thank him for his death. And thank him that he's coming again. Let's bow for prayer. Our Lord, Lord God, our blessed Redeemer, our dear Holy Comforter, we worship. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you will come. We want you. We need you. We wait for you. And while we're waiting, we thank you that by your death and resurrection, we will share the future with you. Bless this communion service in a historic way, that we give our testimony that we believe in you. We believe in your word. We trust you with our lives. This is our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord took the bread and said to them, "Take, eat in remembrance of me." And so we do. Amen. He also took the cup and said, drink of it in remembrance of me. And so we do. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.